Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome again. You're with Dr. Harris, Dr. Floyd D. Harris Jr., Black Lives Matter show, broadcasting here off of the West Coast, Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. Happy to be with you once again. We're going to be talking about a matter tonight in regards to homelessness here that's going on here. Really here in Fresno, but a case that's out in Denver. I believe my cousin lives out in Colorado. Interesting to hear about this $50 million lawsuit that's going down in Denver. But before we go into the show, we just want to give a shout out to all the freedom fighters who fighting for justice all over the country, those who have passed on as well. I want to give a shout out to Uncle Bobby and all of them down in the Bay Area. Also, my good friends in Vallejo, California. I haven't seen them in quite some time. I need to go down there and visit them. I started the civil rights movement with the Mario Marrero, who was shot 30 times in front of his house by the Vallejo Police Department. Want to give a shout out to all of the freedom fighters here in Fresno, all of you who have marched with me, protests with me, the Brown Berets, Ralphie, Mario, and everybody, Gloria Hernandez, Mai Samabu, we go way back. We just want to be able to acknowledge the newcomers, you know, the new organizers who are stepping up right now to be part of the process of social justice. And so it's a good time right now. There's a lot of things going on across the country with Donald Trump assassinating this brother in Iran, which some feel is going to start another, World War III now or four. I don't know. We're up there somewhere. It's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of brokenness right now with many, many people across the country and in our own community. Right here in Fresno, in the San Joaquin Valley, there's a lot of brokenness right now with people who's hurting, who have lost family members, people have lost their homes, people have lost their livelihoods, and so we're just at a time right now where we need to really come together more than ever before from all walks of life. There's people right now, just one step, a blink of an eye, for being homeless, living under the bridge, for different circumstances. Everyone who is houseless, many call them homeless, I would say houseless, it's for different reasons. It's not all because they're on drugs. It's not because they don't have nothing better to do. It's for different circumstances while people are houseless. And I think that as a country, we have gotten to the point in society that we don't care. We don't care about those who are hurting, or those who are suffering, or those who don't have a roof over their head, those who may not have clean clothes, those who may not have a car to drive, those who may not even have shoes to wear, those who may not even have socks on their feet, those who may not eat three meals a day, those who may not be able to wash their clothes once a week, but may have to wear their clothes, you know, for maybe a month's time before they can even get washed. So there's a lot of different reasonings why people struggle, you know. Hopefully this week I'm going to go down to the homeless encampments and, you know, hang out, you know, hang out with our people, you know. Let them know that, you know, they're normal. Can't find another word. They're normal people who have had certain circumstances that has taken place in their lives that they can't help, you know. And so, in saying that, moving forward, I would think that we would be a nation. A nation that would care about people, a nation that would show compassion, you know, a nation that would, you know, go the extra mile to help those who are less fortunate. But the fact of the matter is we live in a nation that don't care. We live in a nation that wants to criminalize those who cannot afford shelter or home. And people do the best they can. You know, I asked somebody a question the other day. I said, have you ever seen, you know we're going to get into the show here quick. But those of you who want to call in, I'm sorry I didn't put the number up. I'm going to put the number up right now. Oh, I always keep forgetting to put the number up. But let me put it up right now. Let's see if I... Okay, I just post the number up in case any of you want to call in and talk, come on the show. Again, I apologize for not posting it up on the regular show, but excuse me, God, it's been a long day. But what was I saying? I can't remember what I was saying. I was talking about homelessness here, and I want to go down to the different encampments. It seems to be that there's more and more encampments popping up all over Fresno. I do transportation, so I have an opportunity to drive around and see different things. And it's just sad to just see, you know, people living in unhealthy conditions. Oh, okay. Now I know what I was going to say. I don't want to say that. Have you ever seen a dog or a cat or any animal getting arrested because they don't have adequate shelter? Have you ever seen any animal, dog, cat, whatever, that get arrested for not having a roof over their head? I mean, you know, even animals want to have shelter. Even though they want it, they don't. Law enforcement don't go out and arrest them, right? So I think that, you know, where we're at right now in this society is that we are living in a time right now that is very very scary. Very scary. Because we're supposed to be our brothers and sisters keepers, and that's not happening right now. What I see happening is that we have a government that has no compassion for anything. We have a government that is just going to decide what your worth is, and I gotta get one of these. Nobody decides what anybody's worth is, right? And you know, so the city of Denver, and I put it up on the board for you to read at your own leisure. So I'm going to read this here so we can kind of have some context of going into the show tonight. Please call in to 516-387-1474 if you have any comments or something you want to say or educate us on. So, you with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show. We're here talking about the $50 million lawsuit against the city of Denver. $50 million lawsuit that the homeless filed against the Denver government there. So, Denver nonprofit has filed a $50 million lawsuit against the city of Denver over the homeless campaign ban. John McClain with Veterans Rescue Mission was arrested in May 2019 outside the Civic Center Park. He had a group of advocates who were doing homeless outreach and protesting the campaign ban. Within an hour of setting up the police, were out there. They put me in cuffs and put me in the back of a police car, McClain said. Body cam video shows police arresting McClain for violating the camping ban, but he was charged with a park curfew violation. McClain said that case was later dismissed because he proved they were not within the park boundaries. If we see something that is unconstitutional, we do not just let it stand. We do everything in our power to try and change it, to make a more dignified more dignified for the people who have to survive in this type of weather, McClain said. He also said, along with four other protesting the night, are named in the $50 million lawsuit, claiming their First Amendment rights were violated, and the camping ban forced the homeless to live as criminals. They want to ban, overturn, and the city to provide more restrooms, housing for the homeless. There you go. So basically, what we're talking about here is the homeless having a constitutional right to sleep on the sidewalk. What's interesting is that what I just read you is what has happened here in Fresno. California. We have had, I was the only pastor, minister who stood with the homeless on the steps of City Hall, looking at Bruce Rudd, who was the former city manager, and Alalachi, you know, the one that played on Heat of the Night, Alalachi, which is from Riverdale, California, which is down the street from Fresno. That I stood on the steps of City Hall with the homeless people who had filed a lawsuit here in Fresno against the city of Fresno. $2.3 million. Now, we're talking about $50 million. Okay, Fresno was $2.3 million. $50 million lawsuit against the city of Denver. What I find interesting is that we're supposed to have a constitution that says that all men are created equal. I have a hard time processing that. All men are created equal. While the Constitution did not create all men to be equal. So now we're dealing with manipulating words to make a certain class of people feel, for lack of better words, feel more dominant. Okay? The U.S. Constitution, the so-called forefathers, which I laugh at that because I said there never was my forefather and never will be, that the forefathers, when they created the U.S. Constitution, had no intentions for black people in this country to ever become citizens of this country to be able to have the right to vote. Now, you have to understand that the Constitution that was created by white men for their own privilege, ways and positions of power, was to always keep the iron foot on the necks of blacks. You know, during World War I and World War II, black people fought in all of these wars. I'm going to bring it back home to the 50 million now. We fought in every war. We fought in everything you see with your own eyes, black people created. We're the author of music. I mean, we've done so much positive in this country that the country just do not want to recognize us as a people. But I think what's more important is that we need to recognize us as a people and stop worrying about other people recognizing us as a people. I think that the U.S. Constitution, as it sits today, I feel that the U.S. Constitution still has racial language in it. I feel that even with this flag piece about Kaepernick, you know, taking a knee, how he was castrated to obey the people, the power structure on their image of what America is, but it's not our America, it's their America. And so when we look at how, you know, the U.S. Constitution language was put in there, that black people were 3/5 of a human being equal to an animal, but then you want to say all men are created equal. Now, you can't have your cake and ice cream, too. And you're going to say that all men are created equal, right? But then, on the other hand, you want to say that black people is 3/5 of a human being. Now, make up your mind. Are we created equal or are we 3/5 of a human being, which puts us on the level of a dog, a cat, et cetera? And so what we have to understand is, moving forward into the show, about the lawsuit that this nonprofit is going against the city of Denver, The cities across the country do not have enough adequate space. Well, we do. Let me take that lie back. We do have space, but those in power do not want to utilize the buildings, the different things that we can help to get those off the streets and homeless and whatever. And so what are we going to do? What is the solution? What is the solution now? You know, the people in office, I feel, should be looking after your constitution and human rights. You know, I think what's interesting is that when I had to take an oath to run for office for mayor, I had to raise my right hand and all that type of stuff. And I the lady said, repeat after me. And so I can't remember word by word what she said, but the bottom line was I was taking an oath. I was taking an oath to to uplift, to make sure that the Constitution that I adhere to, that I won't violate the trust of the oath. And I said, well, hell, if that's the case, I said, if someone violates the oath, we should put them in jail. That's what I think. We should just put them in jail, because if that's the case, half of Fresno will be in jail right now, because there's so much corruption in this city right now that is pathetic, man. It's pathetic. So $50 million lawsuit. Again, those you want to call in, 516-387-1474 is the phone number to call in. I'm going to get in trouble when I say this. I know I am. I'm trying to think how I'm going to say this. I'm trying to use choice words right now. Last time I looked, United States is supposed to be a Christian nation. And I'm still trying to figure out what that means. I'm still trying to figure out what is a Christian nation. Because if you're going to tell me it's Christian to go and assassinate another man in another country, maybe that's what a Christian nation is. I don't know. But when you tell me we're a Christian nation and we have homeless people, houseless people walking around like zombies in Fresno, and the best we can do is go tear down their encampments. The best we can do is go over there, belittle them, go over there, harass them, go over there. Now, I'll talk now. Let's bring it on to the church now. Let's bring it on in to the church now. What is the church role, or what are they supposed to do in all of this now? Huh? Well, I've heard some church people say, well, look, we gave money to the rescue mission. We gave money to the Poverello House. We done did our job. Really? Really? You done your job? Really? I find that interesting how you can just, you know, you're so privileged that you can just say, oh, well, we gave $50 or we gave $100. We're dealing with people out here with mental illness. We're dealing with people out here who have a lot of health problems. And Christian people just think that it's about money and just, I'm going to get this money and then I don't contribute to the problem. Really? So, wouldn't you think that with all the churches in Fresno, big, small, little, wouldn't you be able to think that we could come together and figure out, since we're a Christian nation, figure out how we can help the people in Fresno? I think so. I think that Fresno, if it was done right, it could be the model of the whole country if it's done right. But, you know, every time something in a newspaper come out about Fresno, is always something bad. So I think that our religious institutions have a bigger moral responsibility in dealing with this homeless piece, because we have doctors, we have LVNs, we have RNs, we have all those people in our community that if we could partner and break section off Fresno and understand that, you know, we can help our people get out of the hole they are, but it's going to take resources, it's going to take finances, it's going to take people coming together. And that seems to be the hardest thing right now for people to come together. So, you know, this week I'm going to go down to the homeless encampment and talk to different people, because we just have to. We just have to let people know who are less fortunate that they are somebody and that they have a purpose in this life. And just because you look a certain way, talk a certain way, smell a certain way, doesn't mean that you are X, you know, moved away from the table not to be part of this process. You see what I'm saying? That's where we are right now, family. And we have to do something about it. I mean, just, you know, talking about it is not good enough. We have to go into action mode. Okay? We have to go into action mode right now. Because we done did all the meetings we're going to do. We need to go in action mode. And I just wish that I had the resources to, you know, help people. But $50 million, that's a lot of money. $50 million. Now, you know, I talked about this on the show last week in regards to Las Vegas. Las Vegas have over 1,000 people living under the city in tunnels. Well, we call them canals here, but they're cement canals in Las Vegas. And someone went under there and found out people were actually living in cement canals up under Las Vegas City. Because Las Vegas City government wanted to pass, again, an ordinance to say that if you're sleeping on the sidewalk, that you're a criminal and that we're going to arrest you. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And, you know, we should be opening up our churches right now. I mean, you go to these churches, they're empty during the week. So why not utilize them? You know? So, you know, my whole philosophy is, you know, you may disagree with it and it's okay. But I just, you know, I just think we as a people have to take back our position. That's the word I'm looking for, our position. Because no one is not going to give us anything, okay? And I think I've said that so many times. You know, power is not given to you. Power, you have to take it. Just like the enemy takes power from us, we have to take power back from them, okay? And that's all I'm saying tonight, is that, you know, those in office are supposed to be looking, protecting our constitutional and human rights, but instead they're allowing collectively to violate us, you know? And then when we file a lawsuit, who pays the bill? Do you think that the people who make the decision is going to pay the bill? Really? You think they're going to pay the bill? No, we're going to pay the bill as taxpayers. And that's why we have to elect people in office that understands that, okay? You know? But, like I said, you know, I just try to come on and share knowledge with, you know, different people. You know, maybe you want to call in to 516-387-1474. I'll be happy to speak with you because there's a lot going on. But, you know, people in Denver, LA, Oakland, or say, you know, wherever you are, you know, it's cold, freezing. I just see so many people wrapped up on the ground. It is just sad, man. All along the freeways, 168, it's just people. You know, people hide in the cut. People hide behind garbage. That's not how God wanted us to live, man. You know, and in Las Vegas, the Ninth Circuit District Court had got involved and told the city of Las Vegas, you can't arrest people because you don't even have space to hold people, but you want to arrest people. No, you're not. So all I can say is to everyone, if you have a job, do your best to keep it. I know it's not easy. Embrace somebody, you know, talk to somebody. Let people know that you care. That doesn't even cost anything. Just let, you know, let people know that you care, you know. But anyway, what do I know? What do I know? I just try to bring awareness and some consciousness to the conversation, and, you know, but everything's going to be all right. You know, we just have to work together. We have to collaborate. You know, we just have to come up with some strategic plans and strategy and hold each other accountable. That's one thing in Fresno, it doesn't happen. It's holding each other accountable. Okay? Because when you hold each other accountable, you know who's on first, who's on second, who's on third. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, I'm going to sign off. It's been great talking to you all. You know, y'all watch me cook some greens earlier. They're soaking and marinating, and I'm getting ready to go in there and tackle them babies. And so before I go, I just want to see who's on the line. Shout out Smith. Thank you for tuning in. Harris, Tamika, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, thank you for tuning in. Pamela, thank you. Kimberly, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tanisha, that's our webmaster. She is good. Denise, thank you. Thank you. Nicholas, Stephanie. Who's this? Rodriguez. Okay. Smith, Mary Smith, thank you for tuning in. It's my cousin, Stanley. Who else on here? Kevin Nutt, thank you, bro. Sandoval, thank you. Maria, thank you for tuning in, Maria. So anyway, we're going to sign off. I'm going to go tackle these greens over here. That's looking good, smelling good. And we're going to say peace to each and every one of y'all. Stay safe. Hug somebody. Let somebody know that you love them. Not just by lip service, but physically. Hug them. Let them know that you're there. And they have nothing to worry about because we are our brothers and sisters, keepers. And this one here, like that was Maria Ellis. Thank you. All right. Love y'all. Y'all know I'm running for mayor of Fresno. Our website, our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. Man, it's coming strong, man. We coming wide, strong, and hard. See that muscle right there? All right. Okay. Peace out. Love y'all. Y'all stay sweet.